5000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
And gentlemen, it's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue, the discussion on the issue of the day. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. We do not base our decisions as we face issues, do not base them on political rhetoric, denominational dogma, or any philosophical thought. We base our decision and the position that we take on issues based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. I had someone ask me some time back, says, what does it mean, central biblicist worldview? It simply means that whatever happens in the world, whatever we see taking place, we analyze it, scrutinize it, look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does God's Word say? That's the first, foremost, and final authority on everything that's done and said. God's in control. God is still watching. God's not asleep. God's not on vacation. As I tell people, God's not dead. He's not even had COVID. We need to recognize that God's Word is the final authority, and we need to look no further for final authority. Well, we look at the Scripture in John 8, 31 and 32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to His disciples, He said, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made in Scripture, Thy Word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So I commend the truth book to you, ladies and gentlemen, and truth does matter. It matters a great deal. It makes the difference in what we do, what we think, where we go, and how we respond to things in the world today. It was the secularist George Orwell that, what was the title of the book, 1984? It was the dystopia novel that Orwell had written. It was produced back in the late 40s. The title of the book was 1984. But in that book, 1984, I've not read it. I've read excerpts from it. But George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. All you need to do is turn on television early morning, late afternoon, at night, watch some of the talking heads out of the Beltway in D.C., and you'll understand that's exactly what's happening today. The further we get away from, the further we drift from the centrality of truth, the more there will be those that will hate the ones that stand on truth and speak it without any reservation. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And may I say to you, he was exactly, this is one of his statements in a three-page article about that. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's about political affairs, as it's called today, it's about civil government, or if it's about finances, or what's happening with our financial markets and the decline of America in general. If we talk about the election of 2020 and 2022 and that they were stolen, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be those that want to challenge what we say and challenge it as not being true. In fact, the entire federal government system is set up today to filter what they call misinformation and disinformation. It's what I call censorship. And censorship is what we're talking about today. Government censorship and control. Censorship is designed to control what we think, say, or do. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the challenge for truth. It is the battle for truth. It is the battle to take a stand on what is true. And yet most younger Americans today, the latest survey says the millennial age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, have this philosophy about truth. They say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. It's not a matter of his or her version. You've heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. This is what he said. Faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my mantra. That's my challenge today, is that we as believers in particular, as conservatives in general, we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to stand and defend it, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the fast track for the day, the era, the time, when our lives will be on the line for standing for and defending truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time has an identifier. A marker can help you find Tools for Time. Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that you have no secrets? I'll pause for a moment. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there's nothing that you say, do, or where you go, or what you buy, or what you spend, that's not being monitored in some fashion in today's society. That's right, America is becoming more and more like China every day. In China, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as privacy, no such thing as freedom. In China, your every move is caught on camera. Your every word is being followed by the Chinese Communist Party. And you either get rewarded or punished based on what you say, where you go, and what you do. U.S. government now has, ladies and gentlemen, the tools. Listen, our U.S. government, the federal government, now has all of the tools. They have the motivation and the equipment and the ability, technologically speaking, to trace, track, and monitor every move, every word, everything, every place that every person in America might do or go or say. We're going to be talking about that today. A couple, two or three articles that we'll cover that are absolutely frightening. Should be a cause for every one of us, Christians, conservatives, and patriots, to recognize how we have devolved as a society. No longer are we the home of the free and the land of the brave. We are in a position of censorship, and censorship means total control. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the meat of that subject, I want to touch on something that is very, very special, in my opinion. And we'll have a little dialogue and discussion on that, if you like, and then get into the focus today. Government censorship and total control. But before we do that, let me read you a headline. This headline says, House Dems, that's the Democrats, slander Jack Hibbs as a Christian nationalist and a hate preacher. Dated February the 18th, a coalition of House Democrats led by a godless atheist is infuriated over an invocation delivered by Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. Representative Jared Huffman, Democrat of California, a self-described secularist and humanist who denies the existence of God, became enraged after Hibbs was invited by Speaker Mike Johnson to deliver an invocation before the House. Huffman, along with more than two dozen Democrats, wrote a letter that libeled and slandered the evangelical Christian leader, calling him an ill-qualified hate preacher who shares his own Christian national agenda. The letter described Hibbs as a radical Christian nationalist who helped fuel the January the 6th insurrection and has a long record of spewing hateful vitriol toward non-Christians, immigrants, and members of the LGBTQ community. So, why are they so much in an uproar? Why are the socialist Marxist media carrying the water for the liberal-minded, progressive, woke Democrats in the U.S. House? What did Pastor Jack Hibbs say in his prayer that got them so riled up? Let me read you verbatim Pastor Jack Hibbs' prayer in the U.S. chambers of the U.S. House, as was invited to do so by Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Listen carefully. These are the words of the prayer from Pastor Jack Hibbs. Let's pray. Almighty God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, together we come before you in humility as the people in need of your forgiveness, your mercy, your goodness, and your grace. For these 250 or so years, our fathers in their Congress have prayed for your guidance and protection. And so we stand here in humble petition that you today might do the same, that this nation and its unparalleled Constitution, your great gift to all freedom-loving people, might be renewed here and across this land as a beacon of hope to all who seek peace. I ask you today, Father, to bring to us a great awakening of righteousness and confidence in you, who alone is mighty to save. Hear my cry in this hour of great need, that we might be humbly blessed before you and the repentance of our national sins. You, Almighty God, are the source of all wisdom, and there's no wisdom but that which comes from you. So please come upon those here today who are the stewards over the business of our nation with your wisdom, which comes from above, and with holy fear, knowing that your coming day of judgment draws near, when all who have been and are now in the authority will answer to you, the great judge of heaven and of earth, for the decisions that they make here in this place, I offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, your Son, our Savior, our crucified Savior and resurrected Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this article then reads, after we picked our jaws up off the floor, learning that this hate preacher had been allowed to give the invocation, I think many of us decided that we need to start calling this stuff out. It goes further than stating in this article, the day a Bible-believing man of God is not allowed to pray over this great nation will be the day that the nation ceases to be great. I find it sad and somber when we understand that because a pastor stands before in the well of the house and prays in Jesus' name, asking God for wisdom, asking God to give wisdom to the lawmakers, those in the U.S. House of Representatives, that there would be that vitriol, that hatred, that animus that now is being spewed out of the mouths and the hearts of those on the left. I'm looking at another article. I'll read a brief portion of it and then take our callers. Democrats enraged by Christian pastor's House invocation. Newly elected Speaker of the House Mike Johnson joined other congressmen for a prayer on the floor, House floor, January 2024. Coalition of Democrats in the U.S. House, led by self-proclaimed atheist Representative Jared Huffman, has written to the Speaker Mike Johnson to express members' rage over the Christian pastor's recent House invocation and to express their intolerance for his views. It was Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel who had been invited to deliver the invocation. As a Christian, spoke of the coming day of judgment. Democrats responded by calling Jack Hibbs a radical Christian nationalist who helped to fuel the January 6th insurrection. They state of him, he has a long record of hateful vitriol toward non-Christian Democrats and members of the LGBTQ community. The report explained that Democrats told Johnson, who had invited Hibbs, that Hibbs' reference to national sins, here's the point, pastor's reference to national sins offended them. They claimed that the reference was actually a link to the militant, fanatical agenda of Jack Hibbs when he preaches, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that should give you an indication of how we have fallen, how far we've fallen in our nation today. It's bad enough to be under the scrutiny of the Biden administration through censorship and control, but then to find where there's the vitriol and the hatred because a man of God stands and prays in the name of Jesus Christ, asking God to give wisdom to the legislators and to remind them that we need forgiveness for our national sins. Nothing in his prayer, not a word, should be offensive to anyone. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Morning, morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning, sir. I think we over the Prince of Persia, now it's the Prince of the United States. When Daddy was asking, you know, praying and asking God, we are in a situation, I mean, like blowing up. And like you were saying before about the college and the university, kids, and I hope my grandkids do not go through this, but it's going to be a battle. Like they said, like they want to turn a boy into a girl into a boy. And I remember, I think one congressman said that we need the immigrants because we don't have any more children born, but you kill over 60 million American kids by law. And one more thing I want to say. Okay, whatever happened to Hunter Biden, we do not know anything about that. the mainstream media don't say anything about that. That's why I love your program.
Well, brother, one of the things we need to understand is that we have a dual justice system in America. One part of the justice system is to seek out, to find, to censor, and to control the free speech and the freedom of religion that we have for the conservatives, the Christians, and the patriots. The other prong of that justice system is to protect the evil and prosecute the good. Most fail to recognize, Kenneth, that in America, we need to be obedient to the scripture. God's word says in Romans chapter 13 that God ordained civil government, that civil government is designed by God to be a servant of the government, right, to be a servant of God and not the servant of government. And our government, civil government today, failed to recognize that they need to be servants of God, therefore obey God. And the purpose of civil government under God's rule is to prosecute evil and to protect good. And we've reversed that order in society today. Under the Biden administration, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, and other three-letter acronym organizations in the federal government are simply thugs with badges today to try to persecute, prosecute, and to quiet, to silence anyone that will stand with truth. So that's the thing that we see even today, where there's a level of censorship and control that America has never faced in the history of our nation. And we need to recognize it. So it should cause us to be not in fear, but faith in God and asking God to intervene. Go right ahead.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's like one or two states that illegal aliens could have badges, because I know I go to, Walmart, and I ask a question about where's this, where's that, and people be saying, I don't speak the English. I be like, what? On Beach Boulevard. The one on Beach Boulevard. And I'm like, what? So how can you have a job if you can't speak the language? And this, I tell you, in my heart, Dr. Youngblood, I think within 10 or 15 years, it's going to be an Hispanic country.
We're on the fast track for that now, and it's simply because we have allowed the illegal invaders to come in, and it's because Joe Biden is carrying out his plan that is actually the plan of Barack Hussein Obama to fundamentally change America. Fundamentally change America. We're watching that take place. It deserves our prayer, deserves our concern, it deserves our planning and participating, the understanding that lest we speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen, we will never recapture the freedoms that we have today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about today government censorship and control. Government censorship and control. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a motivation by the federal government today to protect, as they see it, protect America from free speech. The federal government today, under the Biden administration, has an agenda, and that agenda is to silence any opposition, to silence anyone, anything that would not be in line with the progressive woke agenda of the federal government in controlling every American citizen. In fact, I'll go back to Proverbs 29:2. 29:2 in Proverbs, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I've contended for some time now, America is actually in the state of mourning, whether you realize it, recognize it, or not. In the 14th chapter of Proverbs, the 34th verse, the Bible says, righteousness exalted. That word exalt means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But sin is a reproach. That means a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And that's where we stand today. And I believe it deserves our attention. And especially right at this very moment, I believe we need to focus our attention on what the government is doing in preparation for the November 2024, November of this year, about 8 months for the election, the presidential election. They're setting the stage for totally silencing and shutting out any communication by any person that will differ with what they want to take place. I've got a fistful of articles that validate what I'm telling you. Here's an article that says the DOJ hiding data on FACE, F-A-C-E, capital prosecutions, congressmen say. The Department of Justice must comply with the lawmakers' request for data on how it is prosecuting Americans under the Freedom of Access to the Clinic Entrance laws, Congressman Chip Roy says in a letter. The Texas Republican, who has introduced legislation that would repeal FACE, F-A-C-E, that's Freedom of Access to Clinics and Entrances, called on the DOJ to disclose FACE Act prosecutions, but the DOJ did not release the information. Chip Roy is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Subcommittee on Constitution and Limited Government. Goes on to talk about, we must return to the core mission of protecting all Americans, not simply those that the government favors. And it goes on to talk about the FACE Act and what it is doing and how it's prosecuting and persecuting innocent citizens. This article states the Civil Rights Division continues to use the FACE Act to unfairly target pro-life advocates. January 30, 2024, six pro-life advocates were found guilty of violating the FACE Act. They now face up to 10 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and fines of $260,000. These prosecutions come after DOJ conducted an aggressive raid on the home of pro-life advocate Mark Houck to arrest him on an overzealous FACE Act charge stemming from his earlier encounter with a belligerent abortion activist who attacked his young son. A Pennsylvania jury rightly acquitted the man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one illustration. Today, if you go out on the sidewalk and you call it, they used to call it demonstrating, if you go out on the sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic and you simply bow your head to pray or you hold a Bible, you're in jeopardy of being persecuted and prosecuted as a result of being there. I'm looking at a headline, The Rise of Culture, Rise of a Culture of Censorship. Censorship by government and other authorities. Censorship generally involves shutting people up rather than refuting their ideas. This usually takes either two forms. Deplatforming people, i.e. not preventing them to use the platform to express themselves, some sort of threat or actual punishment for expressing their ideas. This article reads, censorship, according to the Online Dictionary of Library Information Services, the prohibition of the production, distribution, circulation, or display of a work by a governing authority on the grounds that it contains objectionable or dangerous material. Ladies and gentlemen, they have, stretched that now, that in every walk of life, whether it be our text messages, our emails, our cell telephone calls, just carrying a cell telephone with the power turned on, where you can be traced, tracked, followed, censored. Ladies and gentlemen, every aspect of life today, including all of our telephone calls, everything that we say, being today monitored, tracked, and traced. The federal government is looking at each of us as a potential domestic terrorist. They're using all of the tools in the toolbox of the federal government that was designed to protect us from foreign intervention and from foreign people coming in to undermine and to destroy America. They're using those same tools against U.S. citizens today, and it's illegal and it ought not to continue. This article says, because the First Amendment protects our freedom of speech, press, and religion, one might think that the U.S. is a bastion of free speech with only extremely limited government in censorship. The truth is, that is not what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today government censorship and control. We have some frightening information, some news that you need to know how the federal government is now using artificial intelligence to